just turn right in here. This road right there.
John Edwards and Justin Hoffman are checking rain gauges on a stretch of rutted ranch land in Marfa, Texas. It's part of their job as grad students in resource management, but it's something they haven't had to do much lately. The record-breaking drought that gripped the state last year did not let up over the winter in far west Texas. The night before their drive, some rain finally fell. Now Edwards is eager to see how much of it was delivered to this parched ranch.
18 millimeters.
It's a small blessing, but not nearly enough.
That still, for this time of year, average puts us at least 50% below average.
That's a vastly different situation from other parts of the state, where an unusually wet winter helped population centers in East and Central Texas crawl their way out of the drought. John Nielsen Gammon is Texas state climatologist.
The whole state was in drought at one time or another, and most of the state was in exceptional drought. So we can call it the Texas drought and say it's bad everywhere, and that's easy. It's a 5-second statement, but now things are complicated.
Nielsen Gammon says there's no more Texas drought. There are different regions in different levels of recovery. For example, here's the sound of my own backyard in Austin earlier this month. There's birds chirping, rain gently falling. Compare that to the sounds in West Texas.
It's like you're walking on glass. I mean, the grass is so dried out and desiccated that you know something's wrong. I mean, and finding something green in the pasture is extremely rare. How these animals are finding anything to eat is beyond me.
Dr. Lewis Harvison directs the Borderlands Research Institute in Alpine. He says the drought has become so bad in the western point of the state that birds have skipped it over in their annual migrations. Bears are encroaching in thickly settled areas, and in one high-profile incident last February, a mountain lion even attacked a young boy on a well-trafficked trail in Big Bend National Park. The boy survived.
But certainly, that's all definitely the stress of the animals, body condition. When animals are in that type of condition, they become desperate, and obviously we're going to see more conflict as the drought goes on.
The area will also see more economic hardship and anxiety over its water supply if the drought continues. All that's creating concern that the rest of Texas, the populated part of the state that's greener and wetter, will stop paying attention to the disaster.
Texas is a crisis management state. We lurch from crisis to crisis. The legislature reacts to whatever the crisis du jour is, or the crisis of the particular moment.
Pete Gallego has represented much of West Texas in the state house for the last 20 years.
And so if there is a perception that the drought isn't an issue anymore, then the legislature will move on to other issues, which is unfortunate for us because we're not out of the drought.
While some wait for the legislature to act, others wait for rain. Back on the ranch in Marfa, grad students John Edwards and Justin Hoffman watch clouds forming over a distant mountain range. Hoffman wonders if anyone else is paying attention.
The way I think of it is this part of Texas is almost like a whole other state. I mean, there's so much differences and a lot of stuff. And, you know, all your population areas and elsewhere in the state, a lot of people forget this part of the state.
That night, at least, it did rain again, bringing a little more relief to a region in dire need of it. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchel.